President Trump intends to declare a national emergency as soon as he can bypass Congress and get the total amount of money he wants to build the wall along the border with Mexico now that Congress has acted. AP's Mike Rossi has more.
First, it was the Senate.
The yeas are 83, nays are 16. And the conference report is adopted.
Then the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 300, the nays are 128. The conference report is adopted.
Congress passed a government funding and border security compromise Thursday, ending the threat of another partial government shutdown. The legislation provides $1.4 billion for border walls, but President Donald Trump was demanding $5.7 billion in wall funding, and he's considering declaring a national emergency to secure the additional funds. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's border emergency declaration is an attempt at an end run around Congress. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says declaring a national emergency along the border with Mexico is an overreach by President Trump.
It's not an emergency. What's happening at the border? It's a humanitarian challenge to us.
She adds GOP members of Congress will rue the day if they back what she calls Trump's lawless act and abuse of presidential power.
The precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans.
Pelosi can get a bill to overturn Trump's declaration through the House, and it could also pass a GOP-held Senate, though Trump is likely to veto it. Trump's move will certainly draw a court challenge. Tim McGuire, Washington.
European aviation giant Airbus says that it will end production of a super jumbo A380 jetliner in 2021. The company announced Thursday that it's abandoning the jet after Dubai-based Emirates airline announced it's cutting back its orders for the plane. This is VOA News. Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Ariza, now